The drawings for projection started out of the knowing that when a drawing was made, there was usually a midpoint in the making of the drawing when the drawing was at its most radiant, and that the act of completing a drawing usually led to the act of tying it down, constraining it. And I started filming the drawings to try to capture the process of what it was that happened when a drawing was being made. So that the initial pieces of animation simply consisted of a drawing coming into being, so that you could find and capture, even if fleetingly on the film, that midpoint or that section where you're not terrified of losing something good that you've done, and you're not terrified of losing the initial start of the drawing, which may or may not be promising, but that the drawing is flowing in its own life. And when I started filming these drawings under construction, that freed the drawings enormously, because it meant that every stage of the drawing was provisional. One didn't have to think, oh, I'm working towards an end final product. You're saying, well, there will be an end stage of the drawing when I stop drawing it or filming it, but that in terms of the film, each of those fragments or moments of movement is as important as another. And all the drawing is then provisional, and none of it has to be taken as conclusive.